Hahn-Meitner building. To reach our next destination, we have to go back to Gerichstraße and from there up Thielallee and past Korenzplatz. Have you already discovered our next stop, the Hahn-Meitner building? I would now like to explain to you why this building is called the Hahn-Meitner building. The name goes back to the chemist Otto Hahn and the physicist Lise Meitner. The building in which the two worked for more than two decades and in which Otto Hahn and Fritz Strassmann succeeded in proving atomic nuclear fission now houses parts of the Institute of Chemistry and Biochemistry of the Freie Universität. The physicist Lise Meitner was born in Vienna in 1878. In 1907, she came to Berlin to continue her research on radioactivity with Max Planck, and it was here that her collaboration with Otto Hahn began. From 1912 onwards, Meitner was, at the beginning unofficially, Max Planck's co-worker at the Kaiser Wilhelm Society's newly founded Institute for Chemistry in Dahlem. After the First World War, she headed the physical radioactive department there and was later also a professor at Berlin University. As a Jewess, however, she could no longer carry out this activity from 1933 onwards, and she became increasingly threatened. After Austria's annexation by Germany, she lost her Austrian citizenship and decided to flee to Sweden via Holland. She kept up her correspondence with Otto Hahn and was thus still involved in the research despite of everything. Otto Hahn was finally awarded the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1944 for the discovery of nuclear fission. Lise Meitner, however, was denied public recognition despite her decisive scientific contributions. The Hitler regime recognized the potential of nuclear fission to build an atomic bomb, just as the Allies recognized the risk that Germany could develop such a bomb here in Dahlem. That's why in 1944 they deliberately bombed the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Chemistry building and what is now the Hahn-Meitner building. Are you wondering what happened to Lise Meitner? After the war, she received numerous research offers from the USA, but she turned them all down. She did not want to work on an atomic bomb project under any circumstances. From 1947, she was head of the Department of Nuclear Physics at the Stockholm Institute of Technology. She never married, as her life was completely devoted to physics. In 1960, she moved to Cambridge to live with her nephew Otto Robert Frisch. She died there in 1968, the same year as Otto Hahn passed away. She was honored with numerous awards during her lifetime. In 1992, the element with the atomic number 109 was named meitnerium, symbol MT, in her honor, so to speak as a late compensation for not being awarded the Nobel Prize. Today, the Institute has technical departments with their own training workshops for the development and construction of experimental measuring electronics, as well as for the planning and construction of the experimental buildings,